Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome to the CW Chinmark podcast. I'm Bill.
And I'm Stuart.
And today we'll be reviewing episode 3 of season 4 of Legends of Tomorrow. So how do you think it went, Shil?
Well, the craziness continues, but I mean, I am a fan of it. I do like it. There's literally... Legends could go anywhere.
Yeah, there's like...
the way it's gone at the minute.
There's like, very little room to poke holes in like the story because it's just that ridiculous.
It's full of holes, yeah. So, I like it. A few things as we go on have been I'm disappointed with thus far, but I think it's about to change. But on the whole,
there's also the quick bit of news we saw online about how Legends is going to be much shorter this series,
and it's certainly going to be delayed the second half.
Yeah, they said after Christmas it's not coming back on again until after the other series have ended.
Isn't it April? I think it's coming back.
Yeah,
which has led to a lot of online speculation. This could be the last season of Legends,
possibly.
Which would be a shame, but I can also see why. It's because the ridiculousness...
It's lost its narrative. It's just...
It's just like now, like, crazy. But yeah. I still enjoy
watching
it.
It's enjoyable. It's comedy, at least.
And yeah, it's just, you can't, like you said, you can't sit there and be like, oh, what, so now there's a leprechaun in it.
Yeah.
Because there is.
Exactly. So the episode starts off with, like, a blip in the timeline, the fugitive,
in, like, 77? 70s.
Yeah, London in the 70s with the Queen joining like a rock band.
Yeah.
Going mad on the stage, you see.
Punk rock.
And it led to like wars and revolutions that didn't happen in British history.
Yeah. So where were we?
So that's where it starts off. And I just wanted to note as well that I like the new on this series when it's got like goes to the ad breaks. It's got like the Legends of Tomorrow blip with the demonic pentagram in the background.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. That looks quite good. But we see Nate back at his desk job at the bureau.
Yeah.
Already getting quite bored.
Well, this is one of my issues, not with the series, but I want Nate back on the Wave Rider. I'm missing his whole... It's quite funny, like, him being in the bureau. Him and Gary, like, is amusing. But also, I want the Man of Steel back, like...
Yeah, there's not a lot of stealing up going on this series at all.
There's not been a lot. I mean, we've seen... This episode, Ray.
In the Atom suit, yeah, finally.
But there's not been a lot of... It's Atom mainly been whatsoever. Constantine whenever it's come to any...
Yeah.
Like, fighting or whatever.
So, they work out there's this... The magic fugitive is to do with this rock band.
Yeah, the smell.
The smell. They never existed before until the fugitive turned up. And, so they've got a picture of a band and they're looking at them in the Wave Rider. And Constantine somehow instantly recognises that one of them is a leprechaun.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you can just looking at him. He's not short, he's not got ginger beard or anything.
Don't know whether he was just trying to like be like smug and showing off, where he's just like, oh yeah, there's your man straight away.
Yeah.
Like, because he, when they go back to the time, he then goes off on his own, doesn't he? He doesn't go with them to the gig or whatever.
No, yeah.
He's like, he's just you doing his thing, like, give me a call when you need me.
Oh, I thought this thing was quite funny with Heatwave. Heatwave was like, why is this guy running the show? Why is the Weasel running the show?
So
he's calling him the Weasel. And Constantine's like, if you've got a problem with me, mate, just tell me. I've got a problem with you.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. Again, they're like not getting on tour, are they? Because then like they go to watch the band to find out what's going on. And they start a fight with each other.
Yeah.
Which causes like a mass fight.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing is, the dynamic with them, why they rub each other up the wrong way, is because Mick's kind of been the rebel of the group, where he's like, I'm not going to do what I'm told. But he has kind of like settled into a role where he's like that, but he does do what he's told, sort of thing.
But Constantine's like the lone wolf, just does what he wants.
Yeah, he's like challenging Mick's position.
So like, they're in there and... What is it Constantine says to set his foot on fire? He's like, I don't trust him, I'll go and check it out. And then Constantine just like sets his foot on fire.
Oh yeah, it's something to do like if you can't deal, don't play with fire or something.
And
like
you get
that.
Burnt, you get burnt. Yeah. And that starts like a massive fight. And then like the band like escape the, I don't know.
Because the police turn up.
And they run away and somehow end up in Ray's van.
Yeah.
Where they just jumped in this random van.
Yeah.
And then they're like, drive, drive, drive. And why does Ray like, it just drives off. Why does he do that?
Because Ray was left behind because he's not punk enough.
Yeah, it's like, haircut can stay. He's never broke a rule in his life.
Yeah.
And then Zari was like, never broke a rule because she knows about Nora.
But then it's funny because he goes with the band and then he says to like Sarah, like, right, I know where they are. Should I come back and get you? And she's like, no, this one's on you.
You're our inside man now, yeah. And then, like, because the guy's like, one of them's Irish, so he tries to test whether he's a leprechaun. And Constantine says to him, if he's a leprechaun, throw some grains of rice in front of them and they'll be compelled to count them.
Yeah.
Like, is that a thing?
I've never heard of that before, so I don't know whether that's like a common
folklore.
I know, like, obviously it's not real anyway.
Yeah, it's not real, but yeah. Whether it was common, like, folklore. But then, so he does it. He's there talking to him and he throws a grain of rice. Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry if you feel compelled to count them. And he's like, do you just try the leprechaun test on me? Like, how do people know about this?
Yeah. But yeah, he introduces himself. He's like, "I'm Ray."
Rage.
Rage. Yeah. And
against the machine when
he
says that.
Yeah, yeah. And they kind of like, they're a bit. Well, he thinks he's a narc, doesn't he? The Irish one.
Yeah.
And the others are like, "Oh, well, just give him a chance." So they like let. He's like,
but especially like the lead girl at the band. Yeah.
What's her name? Charlie.
Mm, yeah.
She's like, "Let's let him prove himself."
But before that as well, I remember a little bit where Constantine goes off again. It's like, call me when you need me. And Mick's like, no, I'll go. And she's like, why don't you like him? It's because you don't like ties. And he's like, yeah, they're like a little flag around your neck. Why does he hate ties?
I don't know. It's probably just the business, the people in suits that he doesn't like.
We go back to Nate and Gary at the bureau, and Eva's got loads of work. She's like, oh, I ripped this up myself with Rip in the last 6 years. And then Gary's like, I did the drawings.
Yeah, I love Gary. Gary's like a real funny part of this season so far. But yeah, like Nate is just like bored now, isn't he? Like, which I was pleased. Like, I was like, oh, good, he's going to be back soon.
Yeah.
But then they get like an anomaly come up, don't they? And
Nate's like, we'll go take this on our own.
Yeah.
But Gary's like, unauthorized?
Yeah. And he's like, we can be time bros, like he's reluctant to say it, but he's like, time bros,
just to convince Gary.
Yeah,
but it's a bit later on where Sarah's like, oh, you got no time bros, like, is that a thing? Yeah. Like, it's sort of never mentioned it before.
So Gary as well, though, like, he, there's this woman, because he's like, oh, there's exciting things to do because they have Taco Tuesday on a Monday, and like, so you have tacos a day before everyone else in the country. But he's got like this little spark going with the delivery girl, isn't he?
Yeah,
because he says,
my name's Mona, like Mona Lisa, but without the Lisa.
Lisa, and he's like, he tells her accidentally that they're from the Time Bureau, and she's like, oh, I've always wondered what you were doing in what do you do?
And he's like, what's going on? Oh, we regulate time zones.
Yeah. So, which is, I thought he had a thing for Constantine, but obviously,
I think he's just all over the place, isn't he?
I think he just, if he can get any affection,
He's going for it, yeah. But then, like, later on we find he does, like, have to knock her back.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to.
Yeah.
So we see, like, Ray back with the band, and they're saying, to prove yourself that you're really punk.
Yeah.
That you've got to steal one of the Queen's corgis.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's like, how do I do this? And Sarah's like, Mick will coach you through it. And Mick just in the seat talking him through it.
Yeah.
He's like, see a bench? Sit on it.
Yeah. Essentially, Ray had to do nothing.
Yeah.
Sarah just attacks the two guys.
And then, I don't understand. He's like, go up to the guy, ask him to give him a corgi. Yeah. And he's like, please just take him. Yeah. Like, why? Why did he do that?
Well, it's because Sarah had the two guys in the background, wasn't it? Like, knocked out. So he seen that and was just petrified.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Ray runs back. Because the group, the smell kind of like set him up, didn't they, thinking that he wouldn't be able to do it. And then they're really surprised when he makes it back to the van with one of the corgis.
Oh yeah.
And then you see it like on the news, it's got like a purple mohawk.
Yeah.
And they
give him the tattoo
when they say, oh, steal a corgi, he's like, we're not gonna hurt it or anything, are we? And they're like, no, just wanna do it to prove a point.
And then once he's like proved himself, they give him a tattoo, and it's like a corgi with a mohawk.
So then we see Constantine, Zari goes after him.
And she's like, he's gone his way up to Liverpool. Everyone else is in London. He's just got his way to Liverpool pretty quickly. I guess he can just teleport with some magic or something.
I suppose.
And how does Zari get there? Fly? I don't know. Anyway. And he's at his bar and he's chatting to this bird.
Yeah.
Woman.
Yeah.
And he seems to be quite flirty.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little bit odd.
Yeah.
And like, Zari's like, I guess this whole like solo anti-hero crap's a real party panty dropper. He's like, not really, it's me mum.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
like, kind of wish I never said that.
Yeah.
And then she goes to him, are you, so were you close with your mum? He's like, she died in childbirth. And she's like,
yeah,
oh,
I just
two
met
for two.
I just met her 10 minutes ago. Yeah, she died in childbirth. And he goes on about how his dad used to call him killer because like his mum died.
His dad well, obviously didn't get on with him, he's got bad relationships with him. So then he's like, I'm gonna basically erase himself, wasn't
it? It's quite deep, yeah. It's quite, like, suicidal.
So he goes to kick him and then kick him in the balls.
Yeah, to try and, like, stop him from ever being conceived.
But he can't, because if he kicks him in the balls, he wouldn't be there to kick him in the balls.
Yeah, so he just keeps falling over.
He keeps just, like, yeah, just every time he swings, just falls down on the floor. And it just ends up in a scrap. And she's like, I never want to see you ever again.
And he's like, you won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a bit sad.
But it's quite sad anyway that he wanted to, like, that's basically suicide.
Well, yeah, I think he's so worried about whatever's coming.
Oh, yeah, himself. We see a bit of that, don't we? Like,
He kind of said it to Zari, didn't he? Like,
and he has, like, a flashback. And we actually see a face of a guy, like, during all his, like, he's remembering when he was, like, getting possessed and thrown into the mirror.
Yeah.
You see a face on and off.
Yeah.
Which I don't know who that is, some guy. But I guess we'll find out eventually.
Yeah, so he's obviously terrified of that. So.
I think he's less terrified of himself than, like, anyone around him.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
So we see Nate and Gary go off on their solo adventure.
Yeah.
They're back in, like, prehistoric times. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, I thought the saber-toothed tiger that they find was the fugitive.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. That was just the time they were in. And they escape.
Yeah.
A very short scene. But then later we find Gary took a plant home with him as a gift to try and liven up Nate's office.
Do you think maybe that was it then?
That, no, because it was. He said that. Because later it starts eating stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he gives it to Nate as the present, didn't they, for their first...
Yeah.
Time Bros mission. I thought that whole saber-tooth tiger... Like, or I thought that was going to go back to the future with him. Like, jump through the...
Yeah, I thought that.
But
less exciting.
Because Gary's like, oh, it erased itself.
Everyone, you know, oh, that's a bit later. Hang on, I remembered a funny bit, but it's a bit later. We'll go back to that. We find out anyway that Ray and Charlie are getting on quite well.
Yeah.
And she reveals to him that she's a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the queen that was, like, partying with the band. She just shapeshifted into the queen. And Ray talks to the legends and like, tells them it's her. And, they're like, okay, we're coming in. And he's like, no, wait, you don't need to send her to hell.
Let me talk to her.
But they didn't trust him.
No.
And, like, they even, like, have a vote on the Wave Rider. And obviously, like, Mick and Sarah are like, no, we didn't trust him. We've got to get sorted.
Yeah.
But then, like, Zari's, like, thinking about it. But then she's like, oh, wait, he did do it to Nora, so he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
And says, like, okay, yeah, let's go.
And it's the first time as well that Mick and Constantine agree on anything.
Yeah.
He's in too deep.
Yeah.
With the girl.
So then, like, they go to attack the girl. But she's knocked Ray out.
Yeah, because he's shown her his suit, didn't he?
Because he's full on about to, like, defy the legends and try and get her out of there.
Yeah.
But she obviously, in a clip we don't see, knocks him out and takes his suit.
Because initially, they make you think that it's Ray.
Yeah, because he comes out the door and he just sparks Mick out in one straight away and knocks her over with a blast from the atom suit. And,
that is one thing she said, though, the shapeshifter, is that she didn't, like, people just assume just because she's... got
she should
go to hell. Like, she didn't actually do anything wrong.
She says, like, she hates humans for, like, locking her up for, like, hundreds of years or something.
Yeah.
I guess she's, like, long living as well. Yeah. And we clip back to another little section with the lunch girls turning up again. And she starts, like, I had an idea about time zones, but how about horizontal time zones?
Yeah.
And Gary's like, oh my god, that's actually brilliant. So you don't have to, like, change your watch when you go a trip across America.
Yeah.
But then he's like, I'm sorry, I have to do this. And then, like, erases
just
her,
like,
memory.
Men in black style.
Yeah. And then, like, gets rid of her. And Gary then reveals about this plant, and it's, like, alive.
Yeah.
It's the magic fugitive. It's, like, man-eating plant.
Yeah, just starts running around.
And you don't see the battle, but then, like, Ava comes back and there's, like, a big mess.
Slime everywhere.
And, like, Gary's shirt is ripped. And Nate's like, oh, go change your shirt. I can see where your nipple was.
Yeah. And as well, like, he's like, Nate's like, oh, I managed to tackle him. And then he's like, the plant did get quite a few punches. And he's like, we don't need to talk about that bit.
I wish we would actually have seen that. Like, surely if he just stilled up, he couldn't have been bitten.
Well, yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, we go back and Ray comes around and starts, like, reviving Sarah and Mick.
Well, because she's got them at gunpoint, and Ray comes in and is like, no, don't. And then he voice activates the suit to deactivate.
To fall off, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, he's like, atom suit, disassemble, and it just falls off of her.
And then Zari, like, pins her to the wall.
The wind.
Yeah. And then she starts... Because earlier Ray had discussed that since they've been missing Amaya, she was like the, what was it?
Moral compass.
Moral compass of the group.
Yeah.
And she goes through like each character one by one in it and like
changes. She's like, do you want to know who really evil is? And then she like turns into Sarah and is like, it's this. Or turns into Mick, you look like this.
And Constantine. Yeah. And she's like, Ray said that you're missing your moral compass and turns into Amaya.
But then Constantine like takes her powers away.
Yeah, he like gets ready to send her to hell and Zari's like, no, I can't do it. And then he takes her. So if he can take her power away anyway,
we have to question, like, how strong is Constantine?
Yeah.
Could he not do that to, like Amaya or Zari's pendant, or...
Well, I didn't get... this is what I didn't get. Like, if... As well, like, they had her locked up. They lock her up on the Wave Rider.
Yeah.
Like, if they've taken the powers off her and Constantine's like, she won't be shapeshifting again, what's the issue now?
She's still going to be, like, savage kicking and screaming, isn't she? But...
But, yeah, but she can't... She can't change into the queen and mess with time, like...
If yeah, she... but she can look like Amaya in 1977 London.
I guess.
Which would be an issue. But it's quite funny, because then, like, Sarah goes to the bureau to speak to Nate about the Amaya situation.
She's
like, and I don't really get it anyway. She's like, I've got a situation I need your help with. How would Nate be able to help with this anyway?
I think it was just like, what should they do with her? She just wanted his advice.
And then he's like, oh no, I'm finally getting my head past Amaya. Yeah, I don't want to think about Amaya.
That's why I didn't want to be on the ship, is because...
Excuse me, hang on. Go on.
He didn't want to see... He said, like, every time he walked around the corner on the ship...
I see Amaya's face, Amaya. And it reminds him, yeah. She's like, oh, okay, well, maybe this is the best place for you right now.
Which is annoying.
Yeah, because we both want Nate back. But then, like, also, Ray confesses about Nordark.
Oh, yeah, because Sarah's like, I know everything about you. And he's like, no, you don't. And then she rattles off a load of information about him.
Like, okay, you do know a lot about me, but you don't know that I was responsible for releasing Nordark. And like, Sarah's just like, all right, we can't think about it right now.
Yeah.
We just sort this problem first. And he's like, and Heatwave's like, Weasel, fix her.
Yeah.
So Amaya, and he's like, it can't be fixed. I can't, it's not like a lock. I can just unlock and lock. It's gone now. Her powers are gone.
Yeah, so really, she shouldn't be a problem other than like causing a bit of mischief. So she's now conveniently...
Because we knew before the series started that the actress of Amaya was going to be in it in some way, but it wasn't going to be the Amaya we knew. This is not what I was expecting at all.
No.
I thought it was going to be like a nerf to Amaya or something.
Yeah. This one was a bit convenient, but it kind of works. It does what they want. Because Nate's obviously going to have an issue with seeing...
I think he's going to be like, why didn't you tell me about this?
Yeah. He's got to come back. They need him, like... That was one of the things, like, that Ray, he was looking around and, like, the team's been, like...
Disassembled, yeah.
Because Nate's not there anymore, Amaya's gone, obviously Rips, I know he's gone before, but he's dead as well.
I'm just wondering as well, when is Constantine going to share with the team about what's going on with him?
Yeah, because he nearly let it out, didn't he, to Zari yesterday?
Yeah, because they were having a moment, yeah.
But then he like, closed the door on it.
Because I think that's the big thing we're leading up to.
Yeah.
Like, this whole, like...
This is where the season's going.
Do we think whatever's taken over John has something to do with when they released Malice and all the magical fugitives got out? Is this thing going to be a magical fugitive? Or
is he going to be one?
What, Constantine? Nah, because he had his own series before. He was in Arrow.
Yeah.
He was in Arrow a little bit. No, I don't think he will be that.
Anyway, was that where we ended in the episode?
That is literally the end of the episode.
So the new Amaya is like on there. She's like, can you get me a bloody drink or something like that? And they're like, she's definitely not Amaya.
Yeah.
She's totally different.
So if we had to rate this episode out of 10?
I'd go 7.5.
Yeah, I think 7's pretty safe. I didn't think it was crazily good.
It's more enjoyable than, like I said.
It's not like thrilling. It's just comedy,
it's
isn't
just,
it?
Yeah, it's just like funny.
There's not like any massive twists and turns that would like really shock me because there's no logic behind it.
No, there's no, like, you can't get emotional about the programme. It's just funny.
I don't know.
Well,
last season was very emotional.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, like,
Einstein.
Let's have a moment for Einstein. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, I didn't think they'll ever top Martin Stein.
No.
But, like, I do feel like the team needs to be mixed up. I guess this new Amaya.
Mm.
Are they still going to call her Amaya or Charlie?
Charlie, I'd presume.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But do you reckon she's just going to become a legend eventually?
I would imagine so.
But do they not all need to be sent back to their timeline to fix the fugitives? And how does sending them to hell fix things?
Yeah, I don't know. This is what
is that where they came from?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right.
Yeah. But what does she bring to the team now? She's got no powers.
Maybe they can find a way to get her some powers back.
Maybe.
But, like, there's a point where Ray said, what's your true face then?
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, I just picked this one off a magazine.
Yeah.
So we still don't really know what.
She's not a man or a woman or anything, is
no.
she? She's just
yeah. thing. But she keeps her accent.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
Yeah.
Like, she's a Maya, but she's still got, like, the rock girl's accent.
Yeah.
Surely she can change her accent at will.
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay, so we've rated out of 10.
Yep.
The main points we're looking forward to are Constantine telling everyone what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nate coming back to the team, seeing a Maya.
Yep.
That's pretty much it in a minute, isn't it? That's all the strings they've left for us
yeah,
to tug on.
I was pleased that this like episode was a bit more about Ray, because we've said before, like, Ray's been a bit...
They still was. That's another thing. I think Nora Dark
yeah,
is going to turn up eventually.
That's going to have to come to a head, I think.
Yeah.
He's either... She's
he
either
might leave
gonna,
her there.
She might go bad, and he's going to have to take her down. Or,
I don't think so. I think,
or he might leave her.
I think he'll leave her there. I think they'll find happiness together, and he'll go.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, if this is going to be the last series, they'll all go their separate ways.
Tie up loose ends, aren't they?
Yeah. But you have to wonder, like, what will the Time Brewer be doing after the Legends are done? It's just weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll leave it there for today. We'll be back next week with another Chinwag on episode 4.
Yep.
Follow us on Twitter at WChinwag and also on YouTube on Great Bobo's channel. If you like Arrow and Flash, we've also got our reviews of those episodes.
Yeah, and hit us up with anything we've missed or any thoughts of your own.
Call us on any of our bullshit or
yeah.
anything. And we'll be back next week.
Cool. See you then.
Thank you.